ucucu olmam. Ucucu olmam.
Keeping you informed about what's going on locally, this is Let's Talk About It.
Hello again and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It here on Dakota Country AM 1400 KQDJ, also 97.1 FM and streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today we have Robin Isler with Central Valley Health Today. How are you doing today, Robin?
Well, hi, I'm great.
Good, that's great to hear. Now, this month, September, is Emergency Preparedness Month, and you're here to tell us a little bit about that.
Well, sure. Well, Central Valley has a program, an emergency preparedness program, and so that's why I'm here today. We wanted to talk a little bit about Emergency Preparedness Month and what that means for us here right in Jamestown.
Right. Now, what is emergency preparedness?
Well, emergency preparedness really started, of course, and this is the 9/11 week that we just kind of finished up here. Since that time, our country has become more aware of how we can be prepared for emergencies. So there is federal money, and some of that money comes here to our office, and we have some staff who do sort of a regional response. And our what we mostly want to do is kind of protect the health of our community, especially from those major events and large-scale disasters. So at Central Valley, we have this local grant and these staff, and we work on plans, we work with coalitions, we respond to emergencies themselves, like if people remember the flood of 2009 and the H1N1 outbreak. Those are some examples of how Central Valley was involved in emergencies preparedness. And when we're not doing those things, we're writing plans of how to be prepared and what would happen in the case of a disaster.
Perfect. Okay. So now what can I do and what can others do if they want to be involved?
Well, there's four basic steps that you should do to be involved. And the first one is be informed about emergencies. Number two is make a plan. Three is build an emergency kit. And then, of course, number four is just get involved.
Okay, now, what are some emergencies in our area that, you know, you talked a little bit about 9/11 and some more nationwide, and then you did say the flood of 2009 and the H1N1 outbreak. What are some emergencies that we here in Stutsman County and these surrounding counties, what should we prepare for?
Right, so like we just said, number one was being informed. So I think the biggest risks that we have here in our area probably are those weather-related emergencies, flooding, snowstorms. I mean, those really impact our state. And recently, when you look at the amount of federal dollars we've received, it's mostly having to do with storms like flooding, tornadoes. But there are other things, too. I mean, we could have hazardous material spills or accidents. I mean, we have a lot of chemicals going down on our highways, train derailments. We have the train going through town. So those are certainly things that could have a health impact and cause illness. And so we do want to watch out for those. Plus, any new virus or disease that might be out there as well. So that's kind of a lot of gloom and doom, I know. But those are the things you want to be prepared for. What is your risk? What, you know, what might impact you or your family?
Right. So now what you're saying is you want to stay informed, and ways they can do that is staying contacted with local media or with you guys at Central Valley Health as well, and making a plan and building an emergency supply kit and getting involved. So, you know, let's see, what would you suggest to have in a supply kit? That's kind of what I would like to know.
Sure. Well, that's always the big thing. You know, there was a time when back in 2000, we thought, a lot of people thought the world was going to end.
And
so they were stockpiling lots of stuff. But really, there's just a few basic items that you would need to have a good emergency preparedness kit in your home. And one of that is water. You should have 1 gallon per person per day for at least 3 days of water on hand. And the same with food. The second thing would be batteries. And, of course, a flashlight with batteries in it, a first aid kit, a whistle for help. You kind of remember the people standing on the roofs of a major flood, and they needed somehow to get someone to alert to them. A whistle can help with that. Maybe a dust mask, some garbage bags, some towelettes, hand wipes to wipe off, some tools like a wrench or pliers so you could shut down your power. a can opener. Of course, if you have some food, you want a can opener and maybe a map. I wouldn't see that so much here because we know our way around. But if you're in a different area or new to the area, you certainly might want to have a map of, you know, maybe where there's a storm shelter or some other sort of emergency, a hospital, or you might not know where those things are at.
Right, absolutely. That's a good idea. And now the last item on your four basic steps is to get involved. What are some ways that we can get involved locally?
Well, you really should know your community, know your neighbors. If you're employed, it would be a good thing to find out from your employer what kind of a plan that they might have. I mean, what about going to work? Those types of things. Businesses should have plans, and you can be involved in those. You could become a volunteer. Here in North Dakota, we have a public health volunteer system where people can go online and they can register so that in case there's an emergency, like up in Minot with the flood, you can sign up for that. And that's available on the North Dakota Health Department's website.
Okay.
You could sign up for alerts. Here in Stetson County, we have that Code Red alert system for weather, and you can, there's many apps on your phone now that you can sign up for. So I would suggest those. Helping your elderly neighbors who maybe don't have family living in the area, help them be prepared. And just, you know, taking action and becoming involved.
Right. Okay. So now, we've gone over a very broad topic with emergency preparedness and you know, being ready for any emergency, because with North Dakota, we kind of know how the weather can shift. We could be completely dry and the next we could be in a flood warning. So if they want to get more information, Robin, where can they go to get more information?
Sure. We have ordered several of the federal brochures that are available on ready.gov. We have brochures at Central Valley for the elderly, for making a plan, the kit list, for your pets. Don't forget about pets in an emergency. For your business plan. So those are available at our office, and you can stop down and pick those up at 122 2nd Street Northwest.
And they're free,
yep, they're definitely free. And our website, centralvalleyhealth.org, we've put up some information on our website regarding Emergency Preparedness Month. The Stetson County website here in Jamestown is another resource where you can sign up for those emergency alerts.
Okay.
So I think those are some of the good resources that we have.
Absolutely. Now, Robin, if anybody has any more questions, can they call you, or who should they call to do that?
Sure. They can call our office, 252-8130, or the website, centralvalleyhealth.org, or stop down at our office, and we'll be happy to help you and let you know how you can be involved.
Perfect, Robin. Well, we're just about done, but you wanted to mention that you are also offering those flu vaccines that are coming up, too.
They are. They are. We've started giving flu shots in our office, but our flu clinic will be on September 30th at our office in Jamestown at Central Valley this year. And that day, we'll have lots of nurses, lots of staff, no waiting, no appointment. Come on in, get your flu shot. It'll be quick, and I can't say totally painless, but it'll be pretty pain-free.
If only it was painless, right?
That's right.
Perfect. Well, Robin, thank you so much for coming on and telling us a little bit about September and Emergency Preparedness Month and everything that's happening with Central Valley Health.
Thank you. You're welcome.